Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 229 for Tuesday, January 19th. I'm Phil Front-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were holding on to small gains Tuesday morning, as gains in most outside vegetable oil markets, including Chicago soy oil, provided support. Canola was up $1 to $2, the March contract up $1.30 at $488 per ton. Improving sentiment in the global financial markets accounted for some of the early buying interest, with a rally in Chinese stocks pulling other markets up as well, including the grains and oilseeds. Expectations that palm oil production will slow in 2016 supported Malaysian palm oil, and canola was also tracking that today. The technical bias has shifted to the upside as well. However, the Canadian dollar gained some ground against its U.S. counterpart this morning, and that limited the gains. Steady farmer selling also put some pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn both higher, while wheat down in early activity. Soybeans up 1 to 3 cents, the March contract up 3 at $8.82 per bushel. Advances in the global equity markets accounted for some of the early buying interest in beans, with weather worries in parts of South America also underpinning the futures. While some areas of Brazil have received some much-needed rain recently, much of the southern part of the country remains on the dry side. That's prompting some speculative short covering in the U.S. futures. Nearby chart signals are also looking a bit more favorable for soybeans. The situation was similar in corn in early trade, the March contract there up 4 cents at $3.67 per bushel. However, the ongoing weakness in crude oil did limit the upside potential for the ethanol-linked grain. Mounting bird flu concerns in parts of the U.S. also have the potential to cut into the demand for corn going forward. Wheat, it's steady to down 2 cents, the March contract in Chicago down a half cent at $4.73 per bushel. While improving global economic sentiment did lend some spillover support to wheat, the fact that U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally did continue to weigh on prices. However, the threat that cold temperatures could cause winter kill damage to wheat crops in parts of Russia and Ukraine helped underpin the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Warkentin.